This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Press conference.
Well, you know, I think this is normally, it's a post-convention bump that was very strong, almost artificially strong, kind of settling back to normal. She's still up five in the national.
But it's
clearly a settling back. It's clearly a retreat. She's clearly going down in the polls. And it's not that people have doubts that she's going to understand what's in the memo she gets. The issue is that she tells fibs, big ones, and ones that are undeniable, of which there is no escape. So I think it has to do again and again with honesty. But even more important, I think, is the fact that nothing can escape. It's like a black hole. Nothing can escape the bubble of the emails and the honesty issue. Can you cite one policy issue on which people have even noted it's all overwhelmed and smothered by the news on the emails? That's her problem. She can't escape the emails, and it's hard to see what exactly springs her out of the black hole.
When you look at the evidence, it's like it just gets deeper and deeper, and you think, okay, you know, who's going to surrender first? Is the American people, you know, are they going to surrender like Bernie Sanders and say, enough with these doggone emails, so to speak, and just surrender and just not give it any credence whatsoever and just say, okay, well, we're just not going to, you know, deal with these issues. But, you know, even with the FBI releasing of its second interview of Hillary Clinton, a total of 41 times, Ms. Clinton told federal investigators that she could not recall the answers. 41 times. You know, so what is this? I mean, this is beyond plausible deniability. And at one point, I think she even suggested that, more than suggested, said, well, you know, you got to understand, you know, I had this fall and, you know, kind of deal. Well, you know, is she telling us something that we're not listening to in terms of her readiness and her ability to lead this country as the president of the United States? I mean, you know, are we going to find ourselves in a situation to where, you know, Tim Kaine ends up being the heir apparent, and this is where the vice president, you know, choice could really come in handy here because of her compromised health, you know, based even on her own admission, you know, to the FBI and saying she couldn't remember 41. I just don't know how you do this. And as we were, you know, breaking down the other day on the number of personal emails, you know, how many emails a day personally that she'd have to put out during this 4-year period of time. I mean, this is absolutely, absolutely reckless and so all encompassing. But that's the way it is with Hillary Clinton because of the webs of deception. You know, as the old saying says, that when we first start to deceive, you know, the reference to the weave of tentacles that go out. And, you know, and I got to hand it to somebody, you know, for Hillary Clinton, who has, you know, deceived others and herself to such a degree. Maybe this gives her plausible deniability, is that she doesn't remember because, you know, as my dad used to say, look, if you're going to lie, you better have a great memory. So, you know, in the absence of memory, you just say, hey, I have an absence of memory, so I can't remember because I fell, so you can't hold me accountable. You know, and I don't blame America for getting weary over all this stuff. And it's almost like whenever you hear about it anymore, you just want to set it aside because it comes down to it's almost an exercise in futility. But let's not lose grip and perspective of, you know, what the big objective is. And that is that we need to have people, leaders in government who we can trust that will be truthful with us. And it's been a long time since we've had that.
It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, America. Good to have you along with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. We're honored to have Glenn Stanton with us. He's the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family, a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. He debates and lectures extensively on the issues of gender, sexuality, marriage, and parenting at universities and churches around the world. Stanton served the George W. Bush administration for many years as a consultant on increasing fatherhood involvement in the Head Start program. Glenn Stanton, always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm very good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. And it's good to have you here to talk about, why men and women are not equal. And this is in light of the recent celebration here in this country, as we celebrated Women's Equality Day. It was the anniversary of the 19th Amendment and women's right to vote. And you say, I think they've got it right. Men and women are not equal. What did you mean by that?
Breaking news, conservative Christian organization says women not equal.
Right.
What I mean there is, of course, not that they're not equal, but that actually in many ways women are more powerful than men. And the, the tack that I take in my article that was published at First Things last week is women create human civilization. They make people behave. They are why manners exist. Think about that. That if you had a community just all of men, manners wouldn't exist there. They wouldn't use napkins. They would drink out of the, milk carton. They would, and nothing wrong with all of that stuff, right? If that's what men want to do. But they're not courteous to one another. They're not considerate to one another so much. But it's women who make men behave. It's women that create human civilization, the finer things in life, if you will. And that's very, very important. And that's not just true in our country or the Western or developed world. That is true every place in the world. Women influence men in very powerful ways. And that's really, in a sense, why we're not equal. And when I say equal, I really mean not similar, and we have different influences and powers over one another. But women are tremendously powerful and influential creatures.
No, that's an excellent point, because we know that in addition to all those other great male habits that you've just destroyed, going along with that is picking up our clothes off the floor, some would just leave them piled up there. You bring women into the situation, and that gets cleaned up pretty quick, doesn't it?
Well, it is. And it's interesting that even you look at apartments before people are married. Now, there are women, you know, single women with kind of dirty apartments, and, you know, they'll have some dishes in the sink. But men are more likely to have to wash dishes simply because all the dishes are dirty, you know. And again, this is not true of all men for all women, but it tends to be this way. Men culturate themselves, act like civilized human beings, largely because women are around, and women have expectations of how life ought to be. And that makes men different creatures.
Well, to your point, when you say that women have the influence in civilization, we see their imprint. And conversely, when women are not allowed to offer their input into a society, you see what happens as well. And there are some areas of the world right now where women have been stifled, and you see the obvious to your point, don't you?
Well, you know what? I mean, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And it shows it in dramatic fashion. I mean, you know, last New Year's, you had in Cologne, Germany, these men coming from a different country where women are not influential and powerful, and they're at the New Year's Eve celebration attacking women, groping women, you know, putting their hands inside their clothing and stuff. When women are not allowed and have the power and the influence to shape men, men turn out to be quite ugly creatures. I talk in the article about William Golding's book or novel Lord of the Flies, which is the story of these British schoolboys who get crashed on this island. And it's supposed to be about just the negative nature of humanity. But if you read it, what it's really about is boys by themselves, men by themselves, don't turn out to be very well civilized. It turns out to be quite brutal. And I say if there had been just a few confident schoolgirls on that island, they would have changed and influenced the way the story came out, and it would have turned out to be more like Swiss Family Robinson than it is, you know, deep, dark, dregs of society kind of story like it did.
Right. I find it fascinating, Glenn, that you write in this article in First Things that this is not a conservative or a traditionalist idea. I mean, it almost would seem like it's an immutable law in some sort of fashion, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's a human law, or if you will, in you know, Christian parlance, a common grace that God gives us. You know, I mean, it's interesting that statement in Genesis 2:18, it is not good for man to be alone. Now, man in that instance is humanity. It's not good for the human to be alone. But it also, I mean, we can apply it to Eve was needed to be created to kind of fill out and complete Adam, because by himself, he was not what God intended him to be. He meant him to be a relational being. And it wasn't just that Adam needed a buddy. He needed a woman, you know, to help him become the man that he was. It's interesting, and many of your listeners, I mean, you know, they can relate to this. But when my wife and I first got married, neither one of us had been to college, and we got married very young. And I remember my wife telling me, Glenn, one day I want to have kids, and I want our kids to live in a home that we own. I don't want to be renting. And in order to get that home, you're going to have to get a good job and pay for that home. So what's your plan? And I remember thinking, what's the big deal, you know?
Right,
she was saying what women say of like, you know what, here's what I want. Here's what I want for my children. Here's what my expectations are. And I, as a man, you know, thankfully stepped up and said, okay, I'm going to do what I can do to make my wife happy and give her what she needs. And it was hard, and it was a challenge, but I went to school and I worked hard. And if I didn't have her influence or her push, I have no idea what I would be today. I'd still be working at the 7-Eleven or whatever.
But I got to tell you, that vision and the articulation of her mission and what she wanted for you really helped both of you. I mean, it gave you a sense of focus. And I want to pick up on that on the other side of the break. We're visiting with Glenn Stanton with Focus on the Family. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up right after this.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grace, you know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. You lead, I follow. Just like the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for
me. Well, our conversation conversation continues with the Director of Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. Glenn Stanton is with us talking about men and women. They're not equal. You might say after this conversation and hearing what Glenn has been sharing with us is that women are more equal and we need them. We need their input. Look what's happened here in the Western civilization and most of the world where women have a voice. Things are a little bit more organized, a little bit more balanced, and you might say a lot more civil. You know, Glenn, I want to pick up where we left off in terms of what your wife said to you. Rather profound, rather simple, but I, like I said, I wasn't kidding. I think this could be put into a marriage counseling manual, just that sentence alone. This is what I want. And, you know, guys, because we're, you know, we live for the mission. You put a mission objective in front of us, and we're going to go at it. You know, if we need to leap tall buildings at a single bound, be faster than a locomotive, we're going to find a way to go make that happen, aren't we?
Well, we are, and it's interesting from a sociological point of view. There are only three things that can do that. The first is fatherhood and husbandry. The second one is military service. And the third one is sports. Mostly successful at that. You know, turning men into hardworking, productive individuals. Because you have, well, you have problems with the rest of them. But those are the get men up and working and getting going. But again, the best way, the most influential way, and the one that makes men the happiest is to bring that motivation through a wife and his children's mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to get some acknowledgement and appreciation for the hard work. Nothing worse for a guy than to, you know, leap a tall building and not be acknowledged that he was successful at doing that, right?
Exactly, and that's right. And, you know, we need to encourage dads. I was watching an old movie the other night, and it was Charles Bronson in The Magnificent Seven. Somebody
yes,
had told
yeah.
me about this
right.
scene where these little Mexican kids come in and say, yeah, our dads are wimps. And he grabs one of those kids and spanks them and says, your dads aren't wimps. They show up every day to burn food for you and to protect you and to care for you. He goes, you know who's a wimp? Me. I am too scared to settle down with a woman. I'm too scared to commit myself to children. And so we need to thank fathers for doing that, for showing up to work every day and not living in a, you know, so glorious kind of life, being, you know, larger than life heroes and things like that. They are the heroes because they're the ones getting it done day in and day out.
When you think about the circle of life and the family component, it's what makes you whole when you have a child and the responsibility that goes with it. It's not to say anything bad about families who are unable to have children. It's only to acknowledge that those families that do have children, yes, the responsibility, but also the reward and benefit that goes along with that. It just kind of rounds us out, just like a young man being on his own. Until he's married, he doesn't realize his full potential. There's just a part of our maleness that is dormant until it matches up with that helpmate as God said that we needed in Genesis.
Yep, and that is exactly right. And it's, you know, anybody who is a father knows that, and mother's the same way, but I can attest to it as a father. Some light got turned in within them. You know, when that child arrived, like, oh,
exactly.
My goodness, I had no idea I could love in the way that I love this
yes.
child. And it awakens. It does. It awakens a part of our humanity.
And I got to tell you this, Glenn. You know, we just went through it here in the Martinez family because we had our ninth grandchild. But our daughter just gave birth to her first child. And I witnessed exactly what you're saying between her and my son-in-law. What it did for this union, I mean, it sealed this family in such a dynamic way, this little boy that has come into their life. And you just,
you know, witnessed an opening of their heart channel in such a different dynamic. I mean, it was absolutely precious. And as a father, to see that, you know, actuated in their lives, I'll tell you, you know, every once in a while you get those blessings from God where you just say, God, it's okay. I mean, if I was to die tomorrow, wow, what a blessing and what a way to go out is to see your children, you know, experience this kind of love and blessing that can only come from you.
Wow. Yep. And that's, I mean, you know, you can only really become the father that God meant you to be when you're a husband, if you will, and you and your wife are working together to raise those kids, you know?
Exactly. Right.
Mom brings them into the world, and dads are just as critical in helping raise them and bring them up. And, you know, there's no social institution that can replace mom and dad, husband and wife, coming together and raising the next generation of human beings. And that's incredible. I mean, you and your wife, you know, 9 grandkids and counting. I mean, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. Glenn, you know, we talk about women's equality, the 19th Amendment, but also, of course, in the current culture, in the current vernacular, it's about women's inequality. What is being lost in translation with this argument?
Well, what's unfortunate about this is, I mean, you know, the feminist culture has it exactly opposite in ways, in that G.K. Chesterton, great Christian writer, he said, he observed this about feminism, is largely feminism is the pursuit of not being feminine in any way. It's the eradication of what is truly feminine. And what we realize is that women are not become more powerful by being more like men. They become more powerful by being the women that they are and understanding that, you know, the world really hinges on them for good and for bad because of the influence that they have in the world and the influence that they have on men. I mean, just absolutely remarkable. But unfortunately, you know, radical feminism today is, ladies, what we need to do is become more like men. We need to be more aggressive, sexually aggressive. We need to not be, you know, weak little women. You know, women who stay at home, women who are raising kids, women who are devoted to their husbands, they are creating and shaping and molding humanity. There's no greater job than that, and women do it.
Right, exactly. And Glenn, you know, I think the evidence is pretty empirical. I mean, we've been living with this feminist movement for quite a while, and it's not like at the end of the day you can come out and say women are so much more fulfilled and happier as a result. If anything, I see more frustration happening than fulfillment. What do you say?
Well, you know what? There's good research on that, actually. Yes, it has opened up, you know, the place for women in the workforce and in public life and things like that. And those are good and those are essential. But there is some good research done at the University of Pennsylvania that looks at the measures of women's happiness over the last 30 to 40 decades. And what it shows that, and they basically state this, as feminist goals have been reached to the present day, women tend to be less happy. And it's interesting because really feminism is calling on women to be something other than they are, and that in that is where you'll find your contentment. Well, it hasn't really happened. And we find that married women who are mothers and work at least or just about part-time, maybe outside the home, those are the happiest women around. They are
exactly
the ones that report the highest levels of happiness. Now,
Glenn, we have to leave it at that right now. Thank you so much for joining us. Glenn Stanton, Director of Global Family Formation Studies and Focus on the Family and a Research Fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family. Glenn, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me how far is it? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me how far is it? Cause I just gotta know how far. How far is it? Yeah, I just gotta know.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. Well, the recent news reports and data confirm we're witnessing a massive extinction of biodiversity that has not been seen since the dinosaurs disappeared. However, much of this wouldn't even be known if it weren't for hundreds of thousands of volunteers known as citizen scientists who catalog, count, and analyze data that can be crowdsourced for amazing results. With us right now is award-winning environmental journalist Mary Ellen Hannibal, and she explores how these volunteers are changing the very foundation of science and saving the planet at the same time in her new book, Citizen Science, Searching for Heroes and Hope in an Age of Extinction. Mary Ellen Hannibal, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm really well and so happy to be here. So thank you.
Well, good to have you here to shed light on something that's been greatly underreported. Let's pursue this. And, first of all, congratulations on the book and, your motivation for writing it, Mary Ellen.
You know, thank you for asking me that. the story of me writing this goes back to 2009. Don't worry, I won't give you a moment by moment. But I was researching a book that I wrote then called Evidence of Evolution. And that book is a collaboration with an incredible photographer, Susan Middleton. She took photographs of specimens from the California Academy of Sciences here where I live in San Francisco. And I wrote an overview of evolution and how it works, and then evolutionary stories about the different species. Mm-hmm. But as I was interviewing all these scientists at the Academy, I was, you know, asking them to help me understand how life starts, you know, evolution. And they kept telling me, yeah, life, evolution, that's all really important. But what's really going on now is that life forms are being terminated at this unprecedented rate. And they've seen this change in their own lifetimes from the places where they go to study species. They're just, their habitats are being converted and they're losing species too fast. So I said to myself, oh, I've got to find a positive story, you know, that's inspiring to explain to people how we know that species are going extinct. And I wrote my next book about something called The Spine of the Continent. And that's focused on Michael Soule, who is the quote-unquote father of conservation biology. So conservation is from the Latin conserve, you know, to save biology. And basically it comes up, you know, thinkers like Paul Ehrlich, E.O. Wilson, Jared Diamond, these are kind of household names of scientists all. They're from the world of conservation biology, figured out how we understand how extinction happens. And I was reporting on the spine of the continent, which is the Rockies, basically from Mexico all the way up to the Yukon, on different creatures and, you know, where there's different kind of pressures and political and cultural situations that get in the way of saving nature. Mm-hmm. And when I was reporting on this, which is a really great story, and there's a lot of heroes in that story, a lot of regular people doing a lot of amazing work. And I just started to feel like the regular people are where it's really at. You know, God bless the scientists. God bless the nonprofit workers who are trying to do their thing to save nature. And I worked on a couple of projects. They weren't called citizen science, but we would call them that now, where people were trained. One of them was really fun. I learned how to track jaguar in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And I know it was really wild.
How much fun is that? That's crazy. Wow.
Super fun. I mean, yeah. Unbelievable. Did not see a jaguar. Did not really want to see a jaguar, but did see some evidence of jaguar kill, which was pretty sobering. Gave me more incentive to not see a jaguar.
Well, yeah, and, exactly. but they're gorgeous animals. I mean, you know, when you ever see video of them, I mean, they're just magnificent animals.
I agree. I think they really expand, you know, our even notion of beauty. It's hard to even take in what those animals really look like. But so on that project, people go back to Tucson and they monitor transects, and jaguar are moving back into the United States as the climate is changing. They're seeking other temperature, you know, comfortable temperatures. And because the jaguar is on the endangered species list, we're enjoined to create habitat for them to come back to. Mm-hmm. So these citizen scientists are determining where are the jaguars coming and where would be good habitat for them. And this has led directly to real action on the ground. It has led to highway overpasses being built in Arizona to help large carnivores and smaller animals move across the landscape. This is really like where I saw, you know, the rubber hitting the road, where actually what people were doing was having an outcome that was positive for nature. So that's when I decided to write my next book about citizen science to explain, you know, what it is, what it's based on. And I happened to kind of hit the timing just right because it's booming all over the place, basically empowered by smartphone technology and computing power. And so that's really how I got started on this.
Now, with citizen scientists, you know, what I like in your premise is you have everyday people that are observing life with no specific agenda, right? I mean, they're just, set that aside for a moment. You know, I don't want to get into the political aspect of science. It's been mired and I think, you know, compromised in so many ways. So it's genuine and it's refreshing to hear that, hey, look, we can just, political grant or, you know, some political peer pressure in that. Let's just look at the situation for what it is. Here's the numbers. Here's what I'm observing. Here's what they were. Here's what they are. What is this telling us, right?
That's exactly it. And, you know, it is because there's so many politics involved with wildlife, with development, with the environment. You know, we don't want to sit around arguing those points, because as we do sit around arguing those points, meanwhile, we're losing species all over the place.
Exactly.
And so let's get around those political quagmires. We don't have to solve everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have one point of view, others have another, but we can find common ground, you know, or we can work it out in local landscapes. And this is mm-hmm. where the extinction crisis, I think, something that's poorly understood. We see the, you know, the poor polar bear sitting on its melting ice floe, and we understand that climate change is reducing its habitat, and so it's in danger of going extinct. And, you know, people are killing elephants outright for their ivory, so they're in danger of going extinct. But, you know, there's a problem in our own backyards, our own counties, our states, and our own nation here, which is that populations of wild animals are being reduced really quite dramatically. So a 2014 report from the World Wildlife Fund reports that, you know, almost 40% of terrestrial and marine wildlife, and even more freshwater wildlife, has been reduced in the last 40 years. So it's almost half in 40 years. We're losing numbers of populations. So the populations of them are getting smaller. The whole species may not yet have hit the mark of being and threatened with extinction, but, you know, we're losing ecological
functioning. But the trajectory is not looking good. Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's going too fast.
Right. So let's talk about, because we've got about a minute and a half here, Mary Ellen, and I want to make sure that we give you enough time to talk about, you know, the targeted species, you know, that are closer down that trajectory, you know, for extinction. What are we looking at?
Well, what we want to do is even African elephants, science doesn't exactly know how many there are or where they are. And so part of the main thing citizen scientists can do is really take observations in nature and document them through very highly vetted programs and databases. You don't want to just take a picture on your smartphone. You want to use something called iNaturalist, because iNaturalist will assign that photo a date, a time, a latitude, and a longitude, and so it will affix your observation in the space-time continuum, as Dr. Spock would say. And
yes,
this is where it becomes extremely useful to science and to really helping the species.
So where can people go for more information? We got about 20 seconds here.
Go to iNaturalist, and also go to something called SciStarter. SciStarter has tons of projects all over the country, and you can join in a lot of them.
She's an award-winning environmental journalist. Mary Ellen Hannibal has been with us. Her new book, Citizen Scientist, Searching for Heroes and Hope in an Age of Extinction. Mary Ellen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Music on to get the blood flowing. Why not? Because our next guest would say that we need to get the blood going. Why not? Your great-great-grandparents had a guide to healthy living, and we could learn a lot. And he's going to give us some pointers from 1910, how to live healthier. You know, the fact of the matter is, I guess when we look back, people in, the turn of the century, a lot healthier than where what we are today here in America, although we are arguably living longer, but, it always comes down to the quality of life. Sifu Slim, Sifu, a Cantonese for teacher or master, is a fitness and wellness educator and professional speaker, a former martial artist, a pioneer of 18 Forever, themaintenanceworkout.com, and the Business Travelers Workout. He created the 15-minute mini workout for busy travelers that are on the road. Boy, do I need that. Sifu is a proponent of the Jack LaLanne style daily fitness program, which has served to create the healthy lifestyle habit in his followers. And Sifu Slim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm so happy to be here today to share a few moments with you and your listeners.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, you got us all excited. We know, man, this is the thing. It's constantly, I think throughout the year, even though January might be the time of resolutions, we resolve many times throughout the year to do something, when it comes to our health and to make some changes. There's certain points that come into play, whether it's summertime and, of course, the end of summertime. Now we're going to get ready to the end of the year. And, we got family coming in, and maybe we want to, take a look at our health. But I do want to, tell people up front, you can go to SifuSlim.com for all the information. He's the author of the book Sedentary Nation,
So sifuslim.com, that's S-I-F-U-S-L-I-M.com. Write that down. Of course, we'll have it linked at our website as well in case you happen to be in the car and you're not able to write something down. Don't put yourself at risk here, okay? All this information from our radio show beautifully is set on our website for your use and your information as well. So, Sifu Slim, explain to us, you know, the 12 steps for a happy and fit living. Do we need them?
Well, you have to figure out what you want in life. And I knew long ago when I got out of college with my diploma and I thought life was going to go uphill because college was such a bear. I thought anything after getting that diploma was going to be a breath of fresh air. But then I found out they wanted me to sit in a desk and take a little break at lunchtime and then come back and sit in the desk. And we didn't leave at 5. We had this thing called the competition to see who could stay the longest. And there were people leaving at 6:30, at 7:30, at 8:30. And if you had a wife or a girlfriend, or if you're a female and you had a man or another partner in your life, you didn't please them by coming home exhausted and right. wired at 8:30. And I looked at this and I said, my goodness gracious, I had no idea that life was going to be this sedentary. And the latter part of the 20th century, that's the buzzword, is sedentary living. You're either sitting or you're standing at a counter, not moving a whole lot, like the person at 7-Eleven or the post person. And we know how some people go postal, and a lot of that has to do with the barrage of people that keep wanting service, and you're standing there not getting any relief whatsoever during your arduous day.
Yeah, we end up kind of finding ourselves, I call it, on the hamster wheel of life. We're more focused on what it is that we do than who we are and what we're, you know, what we're being about, right?
Yeah, well, you mentioned a very good word, the hamster wheel, and I was talking to a professor at a university. She's involved with medical research on lifestyle back in Massachusetts. And she was in her 60s, and I said, how have things changed for you over the course of your life? And she said, more meetings, more accountability, more policy changes, and less actual doing. So this minutia of paperwork, and now it's digital computer work, is just on and on. And I said, well, what have you done to remedy that situation with all these meetings? She said, well, another colleague and I proposed that we bring in something that's like a life cycle. And then we have those to sit on so we can pedal during these repetitive meetings. And I said, was that embraced? She said, 80% of us are pedaling during these meetings. And so it's
amazing.
It's been a big boon for their health and their functionality in these meetings.
Wow. You know, what I see on TV these days are these desktops that you can put that elevate your desktop. And now you can stand or sit down, you know. So even, you know, to your point, even the functionality of the workstations that we have are being addressed in even so subtle ways. You know, in this particular case where this person could bring in a sedentary bike or, a stationary bike, so to speak, and at least feel like they're doing something, probably demonstrate that there's some values. But getting back to, you know, 12 steps for a happy and fit living, let's enumerate those as quickly as we can.
Well, let's take a look at the number one issue. And when I talked to a doctor about my book, Sedentary Nation, which you can take a look at sedentarynation.com, I said, what do you make of this whole movement towards sedentism and obesity? And she said, the only way we can make sense of it and come up with a program for people is to view it as an addiction. And I said, you mean an addiction to an unhealthful lifestyle? And she said, that's exactly it. And so what do people do with addictions? Well, you have to deal with it. And so you need a support structure. You need information that shows you how this whole thing happened and what you can do about it. And you probably need accountability people around you, your loved ones, your people in like a 12-step program or a coach like me.
Right.
And you need support from all those people. And that's probably the most important step, because how easy this is to fall off the wagon and with any addiction, especially one that's new to you and that involves burning your calories and maybe even sweating.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, the culture, the paradigm has been so well established. We've been so
I guess, indoctrinated and fixed in this sedentary process. Everything tells us we deserve to kick back after a hard day's work, but we have got to get the blood moving. I know when my dad, as he was aging, I used to just encourage him and say, "Dad, just, you know, it's not like you have to go out there and train for a marathon, but just get up and move around, even, 10, 15 minutes at a time. You don't even have to do 13 minutes contiguous, because once you start moving and get things rolling, one thing begets the other, doesn't it?"
I agree with you. Once you start moving, there's momentum, and the properties of physics are so powerful that if you're sedentary, that breeds more sedentary, and that's, an object at rest tends to remain at rest, and this goes back to
exactly
Newton's laws, et cetera. And the same thing with a body in motion. A body in motion tends to stay in motion, and if you get past the transformation, and this is my big awakening when I started writing books on the subject of wellness back in 2008, I said, "What makes me different?" And I said, "Well, everything in the sidebar of your search on the internet is talking about how to lose pounds quickly, how to get ripped abs, how to slim your figure. So it's all transformational. And if you go to the physical therapist, most people are going because of a problem. Well, what about somebody who's 18 and is fit and wants to stay fit and well as long as they can? Well, why not just maintain that? Or instead of doing 3 hours a day, like a high school athlete might do, why not go down to 1 hour or 1.5 hours per day and work in functionality, not just performance?" And so those are the buzzwords that I teach: functionality and not thinking transformation, think maintenance, which is where I developed that maintenanceworkout.com website.
Right. Well, and that's a great concept. I mentioned earlier that the general population, back in 1910, much healthier, though we're living longer today. But then you have that quality of life argument that comes into play, right?
Well, a long time ago, I read a quote by a doctor, and he said, "It's not the years in your life, but what's the final part of that quote? The life in your years." And
years,
I agree
right
with that. Would you want to live till you were 92 being miserable and inactive and having autoimmune diseases and a stiff neck? No, probably not. But you'd want to wear away rather than rusting away. And that's another thing. Go out and get invigorated. So, don't abuse your body like a triathlete. I have lots of friends and people I interview who are triathletes, but it's an abusive sport. It does not breed wellness. All the people that run in the New York Marathon have ailments and get colds very frequently. So I would suggest against doing that, unless you are someone who needs that part of the adrenaline mix and needs hard things. And so you have to know yourself, but look into your wellness and why you're not into wellness. And that's the biggest question, I would say, you've got to find out to start this whole process.
Exactly. Don't forget Sifu Slim, SifuSlim.com. That's SifuSlim.com, author of the book Sedentary Nation. As he mentioned, sedentarynation.com is where you can go for more information. The Unplugged Challenge, we got about 20 seconds here. I guess unplug from the sedentary life and those things that are detrimental and that are keeping your blood just staying there, right?
Yeah, well, the Unplugged Challenge is to pick a time every day, and especially maybe all day Sunday, where you can get off the digital and get to know those people around yourself and yourself, and go out and move and be in nature with those folks.
Yeah, why not? I mean, go and walk and talk and, get the body moving and, help one another and be part of the solution. Again, I want to remind you, that's where you want to go. So I'm looking forward to having you back on, and because there's much we can talk about and much we can do to encourage our listeners to live healthier. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez Live.
100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.
I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck